If you missed it yesterday during All I Need to Know About You, this happened.
I saw a car yesterday, a car that was painted or wrapped in the same colors as a police car. And on the side, it said in huge black letters, sure enough, Booty Patrol.
Booty Patrol. I want to know who rides a Booty Patrol car. If you ask, you will receive. Start at 99.9, it's CNN Raven.
Is this Lieutenant Booty Patrol?
It's 101% correct. This is Shiraz Buddha.
Hey, Shiraz, how are you?
I'm fantastic, and how are you today?
I'm wonderful, man. So I have to tell you, I was driving down Old Mill Road, and now that it's been repaired, and I saw you gingerly pulling off the road onto a gravel area there.
Yeah.
And I thought you were a cop for a minute there, and it turns out you're an officer of the Booty Patrol law.
Right.
That is correct. We're out here to protect and clap them cheeks. So I was just patrolling the area and actually live near that area. So I reside in Middletown.
You got to tell me, man. What is the inspiration of the Booty Patrol?
I thought about this idea 3 years ago. I love vinyl wrapping my cars and taking it to shows. Actually, I got really tired of my last old vinyl wrap. So I said, huh, why not just do this? Let's put a smile on people's faces. And obviously checking with local law enforcement and state laws beforehand. I went ahead and I executed it. I'm not done yet, though. The light bars are going on top.
Is there going to be a fleet of Booty Patrol cars that you're working on?
That's in the works right now. We do have other people that want to modify their cars as such.
Right.
But they don't want to have they don't want to be called a copycat.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is immediately everybody wants to join the Booty Patrol Academy.
Right.
But they want to make sure that they come up with their own identity. Have you been pulled over?
Yesterday morning I was pulled over on Main Street in Middletown.
Yeah.
For an officer that just wanted to take a picture with the car.
Nice. Wait, as part of the booty, since you're the head booty patrol.
He's the beginner of the booty patrol. Okay. He's the commandant of the booty patrol, really.
What exactly does your job entail?
Right. That's a good call.
You know, I stay on duty for the booty 24/7.
Right.
And we're out there, we're patrolling. We take it to bars over the weekend, especially in Southington. People love it. I mean, it's a blast.
The Southington is the bar hop spot for the booty patrol.
But are you just looking at booties? Are you taking photographs of booties?
They're evaluating booties.
That could be very explicit if I go into detail.
Yeah, no. Let's keep it family. They're putting booties in the system to see whether or not any red flags come up on the booties.
All right.
Is there a uniform?
There is actually a uniform. So I do have an old cop costume, which I have ordered patching for with Booty Patrol and the custom shields I have made for the car.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're talking with the Lieutenant Booty Patrol. So what is the definition, I just need to know, of a booty perp, right? Like you're a booty criminal or a booty patrol perpetrator or whatever. The typical thing that you're looking for.
Oh, definitely just booty, your backside.
Right.
That's about it, Nothing more than that. You know, any person can have a nice booty, and that's what we're out here to do.
Mm. All right.
To protect and swerve. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Shiraz.
Right. I'm glad that you've taken it upon yourself to be the booty patrol. It's like, somebody has to do it. I'm glad it's you, Sharon.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Stay safe out there, booty patrol.